create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today is the, if you're listening live, it's the first day of the Vancouver International Children's Festival here in Vancouver, happening on Granville Island, and today's guest is the amazing Fred Penner. He, if you don't know who Fred Penner is, he is a children's musician and children's entertainer. He has been visiting the Vancouver International Children's Festival for many years, and he's also the former host of Fred Penner's Place that ran for years on CBC television. So unfortunately, the interview, the connection that we had was not very good, so I had to edit out a lot, but I'm hoping that you will get the gist of what he has to say, because it was such a beautiful conversation, and I will be playing some music from his new album, Hear the Music. So we'll just jump right into this first segment of the interview. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are joined today by three-time Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Fred Penner, who is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Children's Festival May 29th to June 4th, 2017. And he is also bringing his brand new album, Hear the Music. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Thank you so much, Marie.
Thanks for being with us today. So you're coming to Vancouver for the Children's Festival. Now, I feel like I saw you there in maybe 81 or 82. Do you go every year?
No, I've been to the festival probably a dozen times or so over the first time probably was in the early 80s. But this festival has been running since, I mean, it's moving 35 years. And it's gone through much evolution over the time from the.
I'm not even sure. I'm assuming it's at Vanier Park this year.
No. Nope. The Vanier Park was years ago. It moved to Granville Island. See, it's using the number of theaters and there's lots of, you know, live performance in and around the market. A large variety of spaces.
Beautiful. Well, so it's going on May 29th to June 4th, 2017. The website is childrensfestival.ca. And you have just recently, last month, launched your latest album, Hear the Music. So I am assuming you'll be playing a lot of your songs from that album. But what's this album all about?
It's the first real studio album I've done for many years. The songs are all original tunes. Actually, there were a couple that were by my wife, Ray Ellen Bodie is her name, and we did. She helped me with a couple of songs, but there are tunes that I've been developing and working over the years, and sort of forgot about and to make them a good length and quality for an album. So about a year and a half ago or so, I started getting really get back into the studio and do another album and bring these forward. A dear friend, Ken Whiteley, who's an iconic performer out of Toronto, and we've done much work together over the years. He produced several of my albums in the 80s and 90s, and he was available to take on the week, and I played songs for him. Part of the thought was doing sort of a duets album. But the idea to bring in some of the iconic who had grown up with Fred Penner's Place and my music over the years. So people like the Good Lovelies and Tara Lightfoot and Ron Sexsmith and Alex Cuba, in fact. So we had this core of performers who had become my friends over the years, and were really excited about participating in this project.
That's so fun. Well, I love that, and I was thrilled to
to have the opportunity to interview you because I remember your show and your music from when I was little, and you know, everyone remembers you, and it's beautiful that you've been able to have this career where 45 years on the road, you now have three generations of fans.
Really? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? And, you know, certainly in the beginning, you never know. I'd never even conceived of how far this would go. You know, I got into it and worked, you know, really because it felt good and the response was there from the audience, and it just kept growing, and I'm just so excited that it has been able to maintain me for all these years.
Thanks, Fred. Well, we had some fans and listeners on Facebook who wanted to ask some questions. So the first and biggest question is, did you seek out to be a children's entertainer, or how did that all fall into place?
Not really. I had been, since I was 15, music was, you know, a huge part of my upbringing, certainly listening to music. We didn't have a lot at home other than a piano. But then I started playing guitar, and it just gained the confidence to play in front. And certainly doing the folk songs from this main generation. And it was all about participation and the anti-war songs and that post-war generation. As boomers, we had a lot of wonderful performers who were from, you know, Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, Cat Stevens, etc. So I had songs when I was playing the lounge and bar circuit, and then as that decade flowed on, I was doing lots of theater as well, musical comedy, acting, you know, whatever was open for me to attempt, I would jump into it, and then started a children's dance theater company in the end of the 70s. We worked together and did shows in the school system, certainly more children-oriented, and I wrote music that led ultimately to do the first record, which became The Cat Came Back in 1979.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. Wow.
Yeah.
Fred, you mentioned the baby boomers and the anti-war sentiment, and I'm just curious, with this long career that you've had, how has the message that you're trying to bring to children changed, or how have you changed in how you feel about it?
I think if anything, I've become to bringing strong music and concept to the audience. I don't really think that people change a whole lot as time goes by. They're, you know, the living conditions, the technologies change, the vernacular changes, but the needs of the person and those needs are basically the values of life. You know, love and respect and honesty and courage, the awareness of who you are as a person on this planet, and the things that you need to do to become a stronger force within yourself, so that you are a positive person in this world. And when you do make yourself strong and positive, then you can pass that on to the people around you. I mean, it's a very clear, organic process. And the work that I do tries to touch on those elements. You know, bringing a strong message to the audience. And having them participate and feel good about the energy that is flowing between, you know, stage and audience, and that's never changed. And fortunately, at this point, after multiple decades, the audience is still there, and the next generation, as you were saying, they're having children. So this is a self-perpetuating process that is so gratifying and exciting for me as a human being, as a father, as a musician, to continue to explore.
It must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling confident, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
But
offer itself to me, because in our Dhanisa teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
Hey, you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with the incredible Fred Penner. And just before we get back into the interview, here is the title track from his brand new album, Hear the Music.
I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me.
There's a clickety-clack as the train goes by. Sound of a jet plane in the sky. A couple of dogs barking down the street, saying,
hi,
how are you?
When we meet, a little bird sitting on my windowsill, singing a song, what a thrill. A baby and her brother laughing in the house. Cats in the corner, quiet as a mouse.
Oh, I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me.
Walking to the corner or standing still, my eyes and ears never get their fill. Maybe hot and sunny or a gentle rain is tap, tap, tapping on my window pane. Cause the world is turning, I can feel the beat from the tips of my fingers to the soles of my feet. I love life and everything I do is all about the rhythm and the songs for you.
I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me.
When the sun goes down, the night gets cool. Sound is like a ripple in a swimming pool. It's a good vibration you know is there, dancing right beside you as it fills the air. No matter who you are, no matter where you go, music is a part of your heart and soul. Come on, people, here's the thing. You're bound to feel better every time you sing. Oh, I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me. I hear the music every minute of the day. I can hear it all around me.
I don't talk about the fears that can be there for the child. My hope is that through listening and sharing the music and following, and hopefully in discussion with family, because this album is very much for parents as much as kids, and it really is the parenting job to look at your children and help them discover the values that will hold. I mean, as a father of no, that was such a critical part of my parenting awareness. Is we want the children strong and true to themselves.
Sorry, can you repeat that, Fred? Did you say you want the children to be true to themselves?
Yeah, I as a father, being that strong and true to themselves, honest and caring for themselves and the people around them. You know, again, the positive value, you want that to happen. I don't know if doesn't want that for their child, but you know, certainly as go by and children get or young adults get into systems that aren't very positive, and you get lost in that world, and many just don't find the way out. I do find it, you know, as difficult as this world seems to be, I'm so optimistic still, because I see the beauty and the strength that is there in the families of on a daily basis. You know, people love strong things, positive things, helping others, and feel good about who you are, about yourself again. And it certainly is down to the parents and the caregivers to feel that and to bring that strength of message into their life.
I'm looking for a good friend to tell my troubles to. Even though I am afraid, it's what I long to do. I know that I can't hide away. I know that I can't run. I know that I can't keep the truth from rising like the sun. And courage is waiting. Courage is waiting. Courage is waiting by your side. Every journey starts with one word. Your mind will tell you so.
Your voice won't always follow where your heart aches to go.
Even if I tremble, I'm just a breath away from saying how I really feel. Today is the day. And courage is waiting. Courage is waiting. Courage is waiting by your side. Courage is waiting. Be surprised, we're braver than we thought we were, brave and strong and wise. And courage is waiting, courage is waiting, courage is waiting by your side. Courage is waiting, courage is waiting, courage is waiting. Waiting by your side.
Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at MediaMakingChange.org.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with Fred Penner, who is in Vancouver right now for the Vancouver International Children's Festival, which is childrensfestival.ca if you're on the interwebs. And unfortunately, the interview, the phone connection we had wasn't the greatest, so it's a little bit choppy, and I've cut out a lot of the interview, but we're piecing it together because he had some really important things to say, and I hope that you are enjoying the show. That brings me to, I'd like to ask you about the song This Is My World.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell us a little bit about that song.
Sure. It's quite, from my point of view, this is my world from here to forever. This is my life following dreams, riding the wind, feeling the sunrise, maybe in a zen sort of way, certainly in a meditative mindfulness way, is when you away from all the things that in this life, you know, you're not thinking about work, not thinking about hobbies you might have, just being in the presence of nature, of looking at the things around you and saying, wow, this is amazing, this life that we have, and the ability to enjoy the beautiful things that our eyes and our senses can consume. That's such an important part of who we are in this world. So finding ways, much of this often comes back to me, to Fred Penner's place, to that TV series that I did for almost 900 plus episodes on CBC. And the concept of that, when we were talking earlier about has my perspective changed, it really hasn't, been Fred Penner's place, trying to create an environment where the viewer, where the child, where the parent, where we could just be, have a moment, share a story, sing a song, a calm space together. And many of the songs on Hear the Music, about perspective, about finding calm, the river will bend that I did with Ron Sexsmith. The river is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it never ends. It's that constant flow. And, you know, certainly as a man moving into my senior years, I turned 70 last November. I'm sure that has something to do with it, that I do look at this world from the eyes of an elder. And see the things that I've learned and accept as the most positive parts of what it means to be human. What is the legacy? When you leave this world, you want people to have about you, the things that you did, the prepared positive moments with, things that strong and positive inside. It's that those values just are constant, and we need to approach them from a positive level every day.
Every day you learn something new, discover a world in front of you. What you see and hear and feel, that's what makes you real. Mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, the journey is here for everyone to grow up strong and true
is the path that's calling you. The river is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. River is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. Like a vine on a garden wall, into each life rain must fall. From a seed to a strong young tree, the way you were meant to be. River is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. River is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. The planet keeps on turning as we try to slow it down. And we talk to one another without making a sound. Every day you learn something new, discover a world in front of you. What you see and hear and feel, that's what makes you real. The river is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. River is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. River is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end. River is straight, the river will bend. Water of life, it has no end.
As a man and a performer and an icon, a Canadian icon, at 70, what advice might you give yourself or someone who is in a similar position starting out their career as a performer? What advice would you give that younger self now?
Well, often young performers do come to me with that question about how anybody else can do this. And the first thing I say to anybody who's interested in being a performer is, why? Why do you want to do this? You know, the chances of you making a living, truly, in this occupation is tentative at best. You know, you're going to have to work really hard. You're going to have to travel a lot. It's going to cost you a lot of money to get to the places you're going. But it's not an easy business. So if you are of a mind to approach a performing career, you better be doing it for the right reasons. People have to do soul searching and figure out, well, I don't know what is it that is inside of me that needs to come out. What is the message, you know, that people will say to themselves? What is it that I do want to share with others? I love playing music. I love connecting with humanity. I love whatever. And because the people at the end of the day, after they've watched your performance, they will have an emotional reaction one way or another, whether it's positive or negative. They will feel something from what you have done on that stage. So I ask people to really think deeply about their reasons for going into it. And if they are songwriters, don't just write down some words and think that that's it, but learn how to edit. Get into that world of songwriting, of lyric writing, and do it as strongly again as you possibly can, so that getting to the core of your creative ability and bringing that forward for your audience. You know, it's a very powerful process, creating music for an audience, and you basically the bottom line. And philosophy for me has always been, never underestimate your ability to make a difference in the life of a child, in the life of a person.
There was a question on Facebook about your show, Fred Penner's Place, and just about how did you seek out to have a show, or how did that come into being?
No, I was the luckiest man in the world for that one. I had no, it wasn't a plan. I produced The Cat Came Back, the record, yeah, Troubadour Records, Raffi's company. It ran. I worked with them for playing festivals, you know, building my reputation. And CBC, unbeknownst to me, had been watching my progress and liked what I was literally out of the blue from Dodie Robb, who was the head of children's television in the mid 80s. And she said, "We've been watching your work. Would you like to do a TV series?" And I was taken aback, and I said, "Well, sure, but how? What do I do?" And she said, "What would you like to do if you could do anything you wanted?" And so it was put, the concept was put into my lap, or develop a concept was put into my lap. And that's when I went back and found things that were important to me, finding a quiet in your room or in your back where a child, where I would sit down and relax and just often contemplate life. And I wanted to create an environment where it was a journey, where you traveled across a field, where you would, you know, balance on a rock, look at the fence, wave at the animals, and finally crawl into that hollow log, which was my concept. Crawl into that log, and then you are in a safe environment. And that was the whole idea of doing that. And I'm so that I was able to do that for that amount of time.
Wow. That is so exciting, and thank you for sharing that with us, Fred. It brings up a question about how blessed you've been to be able to, you mentioned the concept of mindfulness, and it seems like you've been able to kind of incorporate that into everything that you do. And a lot of people, if they're going to have mindfulness as part of their lives, they have to really make time for it and then make the space for it.
It is a concept that you have to adopt, that you want to be a mindful person, that you want to be conscious of life as it goes along, every minute of your time, and just being aware of who you are again. And it's not what I'm learning. You know, as my wife is very much into mindfulness practice and teaches young actors how to be more mindful about who they are. And I've learned much from her in the world of meditation. So I will meditate on a daily basis for anywhere from 5 minutes to half an hour, where it's just a matter of sitting quietly and closing your eyes and letting the thoughts of life flow through you. And then that helps stabilize your spirit to approach a day. But it's, you know, and it's not, as I said, a huge time commitment. It really is just about the awareness that this is something that would be beneficial to you as a human being. I know how beneficial it is to me just to be there and be aware. And when you get into that pattern, it makes you stronger.
I feel like mindfulness is kind of this thread that's woven through all of your album. But I'm wondering if there's a specific song that you feel maybe teaches this concept a little more clearly.
Well, certainly, This Is My World and River Will, I've already mentioned those two, River Will Bend, are very much into that immediate awareness. The song, the title song, I Hear the Music, is really in there as well. It's a split up deep song, which looks at the things around you and says, I hear the music. Every minute of the day, I can hear it all around me. And that's what I do. That's my life. I'll hear a bird song. I'll hear a wind blowing somewhere. I will understand and find musical notes that connect with certain, you know, nature movements. So the album, that song goes into that awareness, into different levels. and walking down the street or standing still, my eyes and ears never get their fill. Maybe hot and sunny or a gentle rain is tap, tap, tapping on my window pane. The world is turning. I can feel the beat from the tips of my fingers to the soles of my feet. I love life, and everything I do is all about the rhythm and the songs for you. You know, it's very poetic. It's very engaging in the things around you. And that's really what meditation is all about. It's being calm, sitting, and letting the thoughts flow.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Fred Penner, who is in Vancouver right now for the Vancouver International Children's Festival. You can find out more information about that at childrensfestival.ca. It's running from today, May 29th, through to June 4th. And here is a song we just talked about with regards to mindfulness by Fred Penner. This is My World.
This is my world from here to forever. This is my life, following dreams, riding the wind, counting the stars, watching the sun rise. Riding the wind, counting the stars, watching the sun rise. My eyes see the wonder, ears hear the music, hands hold the treasure waiting for me. I say what I think when I talk and sing, hearts filled with love. I say what I think when I talk and sing, hearts filled with love. This is our day, from morning to moonlight. You are the ocean, I am the sky. We'll sing a song on top of a rainbow. This is my world. We'll sing a song on top of a rainbow. This is my world. I go to bed, tomorrow's swimming through my head. I'm not afraid to fall asleep, I am a shepherd, counting my sheep. From here to forever, this is my life, following dreams, riding the wind, counting the stars, watching the sun rise. Riding the wind, counting the stars, watching the sun rise. Riding the wind, counting the stars, watching the sun rise.
And I wanted to ask you, there's a song, Angels in the Snow. It looks like your whole family participated.
My children, my four children, all sang on many of the tracks. They were my main go-to backup singers. They've performed with me on CDs, previous CDs, and live performance many times over the years. So it was really very delightful to have them join in on this project. And Angels in the Snow in particular, there's a vocal arrangement by a dear friend, Dan Weeb, who's an arranger, a musician from Winnipeg, and he spent some good time weaving a harmonic blend in that particular song that I just love listening to.
Can you tell us a little bit about Angels in the Snow and what it's about?
I am a prairie boy, born and raised in Winnipeg. And I think anybody who has been raised in a snow climate as a child remembers that beautiful feeling of going out on that beautiful crisp kind of night where the snowflakes are sparkling as they fall from the sky, and there's that layer of snow on the ground, and it's so inviting, and you just run over and drop on your back, and you move your arms and legs up and down, and you make the snow angel. Mm-hmm. And then you stand up and look at it. And, you know, for children on the prairies, that was just something that we did. We would go and angels. And again, it's the colors, the lyrics go very much into that, again, that awareness of what is around us. The colors of fall are far away. Snow, trees are evergreen. A memory wakes inside of me. It's a winter scene. So I am going back. For me, that song goes back to my childhood and recalls beautiful snow. I love the feeling of snow. I love, and it gets inside of you, you know, as a Manitoba boy, and it stays with me no matter where I go.
Colors of fall are far away. Trees are evergreen. A memory wakes inside of me. It's a winter scene. There's a blanket of snow on the ground. Sky is clear and bright. Look at the moon full and round. It's a beautiful night for angels, angels in the snow, like a long-lost friend. Angels, angels in the snow, wings of white, what a sight. Follow the road past the frozen stream. It's easy to find. It's in your mind. You can see it when you dream. There's a fine oak tree, strong and proud, bowing with the breeze to children who stay, who love to play. He watches and he sees. Angels, angels in the snow, like a long-lost friend. Angels, angels in the snow, wings of white, what a sight. Of white, what a sight. Oh, angels, angels
in the snow, like a long lost friend. Angels, angels in the snow, wings of white, what a sight.
I'm curious about the song Humility, because I feel like that's something that is so important, and that I don't know if it's something that we really teach kids today. So can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a hard concept, certainly. I had a be putting that one together. There was a TV series that I worked on out of Winnipeg called TP Tales, T-I-P-I, TP Tales, that we did two seasons of years ago now, and I wrote songs for this Aboriginal-based series. And there were four children, there were two grandparents, and there were seven animals. Mm-hmm. These were all puppet characters. And each animal was related to sacred laws, the spiritual values in Aboriginal culture, which really are just human values. So things like turtle is truth, eagle is love, bear is courage, buffalo is respect, wolf is humility. How do you put that into words? Humility is about how you feel about who you are. You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. And again, it is about trying to be a stronger person and being humble. And allowing that sense of humility inside of you does make you so much stronger as you approach other people in this world.
You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you got. Every morning you look in the mirror. Who is that person you see? Someone bossy or shy. Someone with humility. You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. Growing up isn't easy, it's true. Let me take you by the hand. There are things you shouldn't do, and in time you'll understand. When someone hurts your feelings and you feel you want to cry, well, don't go and do the same thing to some other girl or guy. Some other girl or you're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. You're not too big, not too small. Whoever you are is best of all. Don't try to be someone that you're not. Be proud of all you've got. Be proud of all you've got. Be proud.
Again, so blessed and fortunate to be able to do that series and write songs for those important concepts.
It sounds like, Fred, the opportunity that you've had to teach children these important concepts, I can imagine that that's really been such an opportunity for your own learning.
Very much. I know how to be a vulnerable person, certainly through the creative process, which is creativity and vulnerability closely connected. And I feel that when I am creative and I keep myself open to the things around me, that when a concept comes up, it doesn't sort of stay as a superficial thing, but it goes inside of me and it finds a home. And the concept develops, and I try and find ways of expressing that creatively through poetry or through music or visual art sometimes. It's always a challenge, you know, to allow that to happen. If you do make yourself vulnerable, then by definition there are negative things that can get inside of you. So I again experience lots of sorrow when I see things happening. For instance, just a couple of days ago, there were two fathers and their sons in Manitoba, in Thompson, Manitoba, north of Winnipeg, who had gone out boating, and it was cold water, and they had life jackets on, but the boat tipped over, and all four of them died. Mm. And I just felt such pain for them, for the families, for what they went through, for that last moment with the fathers, you know, what they must have felt as they breathed their last breath. Those things get right inside of me, and it causes me to be more honoring of my children and more aware of how I feel and perceive things in this world. It's that being a sensitive person is in my estimation a very positive thing.
Mm. Thank you so much, Fred. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, and I just really love how connected you are to your music and to the children that you're serving, and of course all the generations of their parents as well. And I'm wondering, we just have a few minutes left in the show. What do you feel is the message that you really want to leave people with today?
Be responsible to yourself and your family. We all have the ability to create moments that make a difference in the lives of the people around us. Complimentary on something that they've done, giving people the physical or virtual pat on the back for what they've done, complimenting the people around you and telling them how wonderful they are, and that their lives have value and positivity, and that is something that we all are part of. So be sensible and caring and giving to the people in your life.
Thank you so much, Fred. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Fred Penner is coming to Vancouver for the Vancouver International Children's Festival. He'll be here May 29th through June 4th, or that's when the Children's Festival is on. You can find out the schedule of performances at their website, childrensfestival.ca. And Fred's new album is Hear the Music.
Yes. Through hopefully there's some stores that are handling it. I will have copies at the festival, fredpenner.com. There are directions to finding the product through that. But it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Marie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Okay, you're very sweet. Thank you. I hope to see you one of these days.
Oh, that would be so fun. I'll look at the schedule and see if there's a time I can come and see you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, please do that.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Fred. That was Fred Penner. Again, you can find out more information at his website, fredpenner.com. And you can also find out more about his visit to the Vancouver International Children's Festival, May 29th through June 4th, 2017. Childrensfestival.ca is that website. And thank you so much for your time, for being with us, for sharing in this beautiful conversation with Fred Penner. I hope you found it valuable and enlightening. And check out his album, Hear the Music. Want to send you lots of love. Have a wonderful week. Be well. Namaste.
Celebrate being a dreamer. Celebrate being real. Celebrate being good, good friends, telling each other how you feel. Celebrate being happy. Celebrate being proud. Celebrate being effervescent and shouting your name out loud. Do-do, 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 do-do. Everyone is welcome. We are people first, and there's no denying that we'll keep on trying. It turns out better when we're together. I like your style, 'cause you make me smile. Celebrate being gentle. Celebrate being kind. Celebrate being filled with love and letting your love light shine. La 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 la. Welcome, we are people first, and there's no denying that we'll keep on trying. It turns out better when we're together. I like your smile, 'cause you make me smile. Celebrate being gentle, celebrate being kind, celebrate being filled with love and letting your love light shine. Yeah, celebrate being filled with love. Your love light shine, letting your love light shine.
Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.
We are the UBC Musical Theater Troupe. We aim to provide the joys of musical theater to everyone on campus.
Whether it be by participating in our productions, joining our band, or working backstage, we welcome all levels of experience.
Check us out on Facebook for more information.
525,600 minutes. An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The ISA is the International Student Association, a UBC club that presents and integrates the global student community.
We're a home for international students on campus, and our aim is to provide a sense of belonging to international students.
We host a variety of events, ranging from advocacy to social gatherings. We want to shed light on issues international students face at UBC in terms of housing, tuition, academics, and more.
We hope to see you at our upcoming social events. Stay up to date with the ISA on our Facebook page, UBC ISA, or check out our website, ubcinternational.ca.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown Show.